WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. Ever feel like life's tossing you curveballs faster than a baseball game on steroids? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a superpower we can tap into that helps us navigate the chaos and actually thrive. Gratitude. That's right, folks, today we're diving deep into the art of practicing gratitude, a skill so powerful it can turn those frown-inducing moments into opportunities for growth. Think about it, when was the last time you truly savored a delicious meal? Or felt that warm, fuzzy feeling after helping someone in need? Those are tiny sparks of gratitude igniting your inner fire. And consistent practice? That's like fueling a roaring bonfire of positivity. So, how do we cultivate this superpower, you ask? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that will have you saying, thank you, with newfound enthusiasm. 1. Shift your focus. You know those mental hamster wheels running through anxieties and to-do lists? Time to hijack them. Gratitude is all about consciously shifting your focus from what's lacking to what's already awesome in your life. It's like switching from doom-scrolling on social media to taking a deep breath of fresh air and appreciating the sunshine on your face. Bam, instant mood lift. 2. The power of journaling. Seriously, people, journaling is like therapy for your soul. Jotting down 3 things you're grateful for each day, big or small, rewires your brain to seek out the good stuff. It could be a killer cup of coffee, a hilarious meme that made you snort laugh, or even just a perfectly timed green light at rush hour. You'd be surprised how much joy those little things bring. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. This isn't about meditating on a mountaintop, though, if that's your thing, go for it. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment with all your senses. Savoring that first sip of your morning tea, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, truly listening to someone when they're talking. These are all acts of gratitude in action. 4. Express your appreciation. Saying, thank you, feels so cheesy sometimes, right? Wrong. Expressing your gratitude out loud, whether it's to a loved one, a barista who made your latte with extra love, or even just yourself for conquering that mountain of laundry, has a ripple effect of positivity. It strengthens relationships and makes the world feel a little bit brighter. 5. Practice compassion. This one's a game changer. When we practice gratitude for our own blessings, it naturally opens our hearts to others. We start seeing the good in people, even when they're struggling. And trust me, folks, a little compassion goes a long way, for both you and the world around you. Now, let's get real. I bet you've had those days where nothing seems to go right, where the rain feels like it's following you everywhere, and even your toast lands butter side down. Ever feel like shouting, "Why me?" to the universe? Yeah, been there. But here's the thing. Remember that time you were stuck in traffic, fuming about being late for a meeting? What if, instead of getting stressed, you used that time to listen to your favorite podcast, like this one, maybe? Or simply enjoy the scenery? You might discover something beautiful, a blooming flower on a median strip, a kid laughing hysterically at a silly joke, or even just a moment of peaceful silence. See, practicing gratitude doesn't mean ignoring the bad stuff. It means choosing to focus on the good even when things are tough. It's about finding those silver linings and learning to appreciate the journey, not just the destination. So, here's the takeaway. Cultivating gratitude isn't a one-time fix. It's a daily practice that transforms your outlook on life. By shifting your focus, expressing appreciation, practicing mindfulness, and cultivating compassion, you can unlock a powerful source of strength, wisdom, and resilience. Ready to level up your gratitude game? Start by identifying 3 things you're grateful for right now, big or small. Write them down, say them out loud, or even just think about them with genuine appreciation. Remember, every act of gratitude is a step towards a happier, more fulfilling life. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of grateful souls who inspire each other to live their best lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.